All right, so we'll call a regular order, regular meeting to order. We'll start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Open the floor for public comment. Okay, Chris.
Hey, bud.
I think you're up.
All right, so my dad called in to work for the town. I know he's discussed it several times, just he wanted to put it on a formal record. The issue on Molden Street with the flooding. I believe you were involved in it, Robert, years and years ago with the road paving back in the day. They're originally talking about putting a, like 20, this goes back like 20 years. They originally had said that they were gonna put a catch basin in the area of the telephone pole in front of, in between the two houses, that corner house and our house. And when they repaved the road, they forgot it. And then when they screwed up the pitch and everything, it wasn't in the budget or something to put it in. If, don't quote me correctly on all this. It was an outside source.
I remember talking to your dad about it, but I don't remember him asking, talking about a new catch basin.
No, this goes back way, I don't think this predates all of us here. The first time they paved Molden Street.
Right, that was just before I got on the board back in the 90s.
I remember that it was slated to put a catch basin somewhere around my parents' driveway or the house on the corner. And for some reason it wasn't put in, whatever, you know. But now currently, the whole section of sidewalk is sinking out of sight. In front of his house, it's hard to be replaced by the town once. It was a trip hazard originally. Town came in and fixed it, the village came in and fixed it, and now it's sinking again. It's a 3-inch drop in between four panels of sidewalk. The catch basin is there now. They came and they put a little lip around it, and with the water the other night, it was flowing over the lip into the Roberts yard, undermining her flower bed and washing out under her fence, which in turn flooded our sidewalk as well. The curb that's in front of our sidewalk, just with this little bit of rain, is covered with a slush right now. So I just took some pictures, and I'd like you to look into that. I guess off the record, he was talking to people and they were talking about maybe if we raise the curb. If he raises the curb, now that water has no place to go, and it's just gonna back further out to Molden Street, which creates not only a liability on us, but on you. So just some food for thought. I have a couple pictures here. I'll leave with you guys to look at. I couldn't find anything straight, so I put a ladder across sidewalk to sidewalk. Mm-hmm. You see in the center, it's about approximately a 3-inch rise. This is looking towards the village hall here. That's your curb. Just where that snow when the daylight was out, it's already over that. This is before I shovel the sidewalk. You can see the water just pours over. We raised our sidewalk like 6 inches a couple years ago, and it's already sank down to grade. I came in with a ditch witch 2 weeks ago because it was so much ice, and I ended up getting it to cut through, and I was able to do a couple drainage troughs in between us and the Roberts for them. And this is from the telephone pole looking down, and you can see it's just a lake effect from the telephone pole down, and doesn't make it to the drain. And you know, we've cleaned it before ourselves personally, but I don't know if you guys vacuum out yearly or not.
We do.
Yeah.
I know that Pete did recently look at that from a problem, and it was frozen, so he did put salt in it.
Yeah.
I thought your dad said the other day when he came up that it was draining better. He still has the sidewalk and the water problem.
We all know there's a water issue, an underground water issue there anyway. And they've never been able to keep up. None of the drains on that street have ever been able to keep up. And I know this doesn't pertain to us, but like this is the lip that was put around there, and you can see the wash over and then the undermining. That used to be the fence, used to touch the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah.
And that's at the Roberts house, but it just shows that storm drain's not keeping up. So yeah, we were talking about like raising our sidewalk again.
Well, that's from what the house question out. Was. Do they the sidewalk themselves or?
Well, from our front door out to your sidewalk, if we raise that, is it going to flood your sidewalk and create more of a problem? So we're trying to find a happy medium for everybody and not have liability on anybody.
Well, maybe we should all just go out there and look at it.
So yeah, I just want to put it officially. Nice. I know it's. I keep telling him, he's like, I said something to so and so and so. Yeah, but it doesn't matter unless you put it on an official record. Right. So, you know, you have to make it official. You can't, hey, buddy, by the way, hey, hey, I need a fish fry, and while we're talking, you know. So it's got to be on record. And
I did take the message from your dad the other day, and this was the first time I saw Rich, and I did give him the message he's going to call cool. your dad as well.
Good, good. Yeah, he's out plowing now, so. But anything we can do to look into it, and I mean, we're open to, like, I plan on this summer taking, like, a drain down in between the house, the fence line of the Roberts and my parents.
Yeah, I know. Then, once you get past the sidewalks, the yards drop right off too.
Yeah, the Roberts yard was never like that either, that low. Now it's like a swimming pool.
Yeah,
the
night I mean, it's, I don't know where it's going, but
it goes to her backyard because the neighbor on, I don't know what's that street right here.
Conemaugh.
Yeah, the old Harlan house. Harlan house. They get flooded constantly, and that pumps into our yard. Our pump pumps into our yard, and somebody else's pump. So it's just that back corner is just a swamp. So I'm gonna run an excavator, dig down like 20 feet, fill it with like riprap, a heavy duty stone, so at least it would maybe leach back down into mm-hmm. this, and do like a drain along a fence line between the corner house and my parents, and corner house and Betty's, trying to channel any that comes over the storm drains and roadways. But more importantly, the sidewalk, you know, we're worried about a liability issue of somebody getting hurt.
Did we do this, Bob?
We did that when we did Malden Street, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It just seems like they can't keep up.
Yeah, we're supposed to keep it from running over. But the whole thing is the drainage system over there is just a 6-inch PVC line.
Yeah, they can't handle that volume. That flat, during that rain the other night, it was like, I know that was a freak. It dumped a lot of rain, and it was literally a river coming through the Roberts yard and up through our steps. That's why I had to rent the ditch witch, because it came three sidewalk pieces up, and it was a steep, and we couldn't even walk out the sidewalk. And so I actually ran the ditch witch down the sidewalk to chop up the ice to try to, so for liability purposes. But we'll definitely work with you and see what we can do to come up with a,
All right. Well, when the weather breaks, we'll take a look at it.
Thank you, sir.
Anything else? I ain't giving to Rich. Streets. Give him the streets. We'll all work together on it, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any other public comment? Entertain a motion to approve the February 9th board meeting minutes.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Julia. Questions, alterations, deletions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the February Treasurer's Report.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Julia. Questions on the Treasurer's Report? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. No correspondence?
No.
Budget workshops. We decided we were going to set up budget workshops for the 16th and the 23rd if needed. Entertain a motion to set up those workshops.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Julia.
And those are at 7?
They can be at 7, sure. 7 p.m. 7 all right for you? Can you get out here?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so those will be as needed. So tonight we were going to talk about the budget. Everybody should have got a copy of the budget I sent to you. Did you print those off, Missy?
No, everybody got them emailed. So.
I know, I did. But I thought when you called me and said they wouldn't print,
you were
printing.
Well, I was printing one for myself, but it's just a draft at this point. So right. You guys have a meeting tonight. That's why I thought you emailed it to them.
I did.
Yeah, my copy.
Yeah, I'm just pulling mine up, so I got to open my computer, but I didn't bring my cord, so I don't want to run out of juice.
Maria, having this discussion now, or are we?
Yeah.
For the budget?
So we're doing a workshop right now?
Yep, doing a workshop as part of the meeting. That's what we said last month, right?
You said after.
I thought we were saying after.
Oh, you want to do it after? Okay. We'll do resolutions next. We can do that. We have no new business.
Well, the budget is just a workshop. No one's supposed to be able to comment, so you would do it after the meeting.
Okay. So I'll entertain a motion to adopt local law number 2, 2022, amendments to section 120-36 of the Village of Nassau zoning law.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Julia. All those in favor, or do you need a poll vote on this?
Not that I know of.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to set a public hearing, close law, local law number 3, 2022, tax cap override, set for April 13th at 7 p.m.
Make the motion.
Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by Guy. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to set a public hearing for the proposed 22-23 budget at 7:15 p.m.
I make the motion.
That's on April 13th at 7:15. Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Julia. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Set April 22nd, 2022, April 2022 water rates as follows. Base water rate for up to two people, $116 for 6 months, and each additional person in the house at $16 for 6 months. Residents outside the village will pay 1 1/2 times the amount of the residential village rate. Commercial water rates are on a third tier usage scale. Low is three-tier usage scale. Low is 158 twice a year. Medium is 446 twice a year, and high is 578 twice a year. There will be an additional line on the water bill, WPB-01, at $50 per unit. This is to pay for the water tank and Route 20 water bond project. This charge will be on the water bill every 6 months until the year 2025. Final bond payment is in 2025. If you have any questions about the calculation of your water bill, please call Village Clerk Melissa Turner-Bulin at 766-3044, extension 0.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Julia.
Questions?
Question, go ahead.
Is this a change?
I have a question. Yeah, I'm going to explain this. Okay. In the past, we had low, medium, high, and then there was little brackets in between, like some people got in between medium and high. Our new system doesn't allow you to have all that a la carte. Mm-hmm. So I had to narrow it down to, you know, the three best. So if you look at what it used to be, these three had been, they're eliminated now. So what I did is somebody was there, I moved them up to there. So somebody may have a little bit of an increase, and we have to have it in a resolution just to say so. So it is a slight change.
Change on the commercial side, but the...
On the commercial. Residential side isn't affected at all. There is enough to a la carte that, but not enough choices on the commercial side with the new system to do that.
Are there a significant number of systems that will be impacted?
No. There's just only probably five or six that were in between the high or low, or the medium and the low, and they moved to the next one up, the closest one. So there is a couple, but it is what it is. You can't really change it.
Yeah. So it's a $50 increase.
I mean, I noticed some of the customers didn't fall on that chart at all, so I don't know how that was ever determined, like DPS school. I don't know where that number ever came from.
It came from, it started out coming for $16 a unit, a student and faculty. For each person that was in the school on a regular school day, we charged them $16.
Okay, that might be what somebody did, but that's
well,
not anything.
That's where it came from.
Right, but we don't have a resolution on it, so that one I'm just going to try to make it work. Obviously, it can't go on that chart. There's nothing that falls in the category of how you guys determine DPS school on the records. So that one's getting a little complicated. But everybody else is going to fall in between 1, 2, or 3, which is low, medium, or high. Most of them are already in one of those. There is a few residents that were the in-between, and now they're eliminated. I shouldn't say residents, a few businesses.
Yeah, right.
So where does the school fall on this?
The school doesn't fall on that chart at all.
School would fall highest, wouldn't it, or no?
I mean, the preschool's in the medium.
The preschool is in there.
Right, because that only has a small group of kids.
The only one I'm having a problem with is the DPS school, because it's not, there's not a resolution anywhere that I can find, and perhaps maybe we should make one, because they're just some number out there. And I see what you're saying, how you guys determined it years ago. It's just that when we do the water billing, we have to say that every 6 months, how we're calculating. And that school is not covered on that chart or any of that blurbage at all. So, I don't know. Long before I got here, but.
Yeah, I mean, I know that's how it was done, you know, back 30 years ago.
I mean, given what we see here and the types of businesses, you'd think it would fall into high use.
Yeah, I mean, they pay like, I mean, they
they're
pay
like
several
$3,000 some odd dollars every 6 months, like $3,200 or something.
Okay, so.
I just don't, there's just going to be a little difficult with the new system, but I will make it, I'll figure something out.
You just send them a separate invoice. I mean, it's only one thing. It's only one.
No, I have like 5 I already do separately, so you always have to remember that.
All right, so motion on the floor to approve the rates that we've talked about. Any other questions on those?
I actually have another question for Missy. So the only thing that's changed is where the middle people go. The actual rate didn't change.
No, the rate stayed the same. Okay. They just kept. If they fell into one of the ones crossed out,
they moved.
They went to the.
That's fine. Okay.
So they have a new.
So Moody's going to be calling.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, people who change are going to wonder why.
I mean, I could go to the lowest, the one below, instead of going to the one up. But let me see. I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example. Like somebody was 552. And that is no longer a category.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're 578. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be calling that they went up 20 some odd dollars. And there was another one that was in the, I believe it was the medium at 420, that in between one, and they went to 446.
Okay.
Do you want me to go? I mean, you couldn't even drop it to the one lower because that's 158. That'd be way out of range. So
I have another question.
That's what we're doing, giving notice that there's going to be a slight increase.
I have another question. So are we limited to 3 rates in this in the
yes,
new system?
Yes, in this particular category.
I see.
Because we can't, the way it's set up is that there's so many things that you, like for you example, I have to go in and it has to, you have to pick on the a la carte chart, kind of.
Yeah.
And you can have so many in there. So I pick you for bond, then I pick you for residential, then I pick you if you have another child, I have to add $16 for that. That's a category. So when you see your bill, it's going to be something like everything's going to be listed, and you'll see it all there, but there's only room for so much choices. So we kind of had to narrow it down, and that's the best way to do it.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Do you want us to do a resolution for the school?
I don't know what you would say.
$16 a person during a regular school day.
We could just keep them where they are, just say that's their rate.
I'm good with that, too.
Until we understand why, I mean, it doesn't...
Well, we're not increasing them in any way, so we're gonna keep them the way they are for now, and I'm gonna make that one work.
Well, how much do we charge them?
We charge them like $3,200 every 6 months.
We charge them $3,200 or like $3,200?
Well, I can go look at it.
Well, I think we should pass a resolution that says the rate for DPS school is whatever it is. Then you got a resolution. But I just wanna make sure, it's $3,200?
It's not exact, no. I'm gonna go grab it.
Yep.
Close,
3201. And I bet you we didn't change that when they added the fifth grade on there either, did we?
No, but they got the increase when we did an increase back in... We've had water increase by 2% and 1% two different times.
Mm-hmm.
And they did get that, because that's 30, not...
$3,201 for 6 months, right?
Yep.
All right, I'll entertain a motion to resolution to set the water rate for DPS school at $3,201 for 6 months, billed twice a year.
Motion.
Second. Motion by Julia.
Second
by Rich. Any questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, so now we got a resolution for that.
Well, yeah, I just think it's a good idea to have it on there.
All right. All right, open the floor for public comment before we pay the bills. Entertain a motion to pay bills number 300 through 328 in the amount of $17,511.55 in the general fund and $308.78 in the water fund and $6,511.62 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions on the bills? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournments in order.
Make the motion.
Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by Rich. We are adjourned.